Philadelphia's poet laureate Raquel Salas Rivera is releasing a new book of poems called The Tertiary. The book is a cycle of poems in both Spanish and English, revolving around the Puerto Rican debt crisis and the aftermath of the Promesa Bill. That was signed into law in 2016, giving fiscal control of the U.S. territory to an appointed financial oversight board. Rivera, who prefers to use the gender-neutral pronoun they, came of age in Puerto Rico as a radical Marxist socialist. WHYY's Peter Crimmins asked Rivera why they organized the book around concepts from Karl Marx's Das Kapital.
So Tertiary is a book of poems, but it's not a collection of verse on various subjects and you collect it into a volume. This is actually a book-length poem or a series of poetic writings on a particular subject.
Yeah, absolutely. My first book, Canecana en los Turbios, was absolutely more of a collection. These poems I wrote before, during, and after the passing of the Promesa Bill. I was trying to recreate what it was like for me to see my island be sort of kind of torn apart by this bill and by the devaluation of the bonds. One way of entering that was to have a text, an intertext around which the book was loosely organized.
That's how you structured this book. It's in sections, three sections, the debt production process, the debt circulation process, and notes on derailed circulation. These are Marxist concepts. And on first blush, not the most poetic thing. This is economic philosophy. How is that a jumping off point to write poetry? Karl Marx.
So, I mean, a part of it was a joke, you know. It's half really serious, right, because it is about very painful and very devastating things that are in many ways a product of capitalism or a type of capitalism. But on the other hand, I think Marx's language is really macho and distancing and self-contained and withholding. And I think that that stylization of language is intentional because in many ways he's mirroring capitalism, but is also like about who Marx was. I mean, Marx wasn't a trans person and Marx that I know of wasn't queer and certainly was a European white man. So I really wanted to tease out what this language had meant in my own life. This way of talking about the world.
Well, I want to have you read a bit of this, a short excerpt of this. In the tertiary, when you describe yourself as 18 in the poem, having just read Marx, and you're involving yourself in some revolutionary activity. So I'm hoping you can read it for us.
Over the summer, I binged because I hadn't eaten. I slept with a man that threw me out, and I moved to New York. I had read Marx organically. I dreamt the CIA invaded my house with open arms. In their hands, they had bloody cotton balls and said, "Your mother is dead." But the CIA never came. Only bills and bills.
Bills and bills. Debt plays a very large role in the tertiary, in what you've written here. Debt comes up, I think, on every page. You say you're writing this when the Promesa Bill was going through. It seems that fundamentally changed Puerto Rico. And
yes.
How Puerto Ricans thought of their country and maybe themselves.
Yes, in the way that Trump getting elected was a big shift. Doesn't mean that we didn't know there were fascist militias in the U.S., but they sure came out of the woodwork, you know. I think similarly, the Promesa Bill made really evident what was already present, which was that we are a colony, because it took the little power that had been placed in the hands of the governor and the legislature, because we don't have representatives in Congress and we can't vote for the president. But it took what little power was in those organisms and it placed it directly in the hands of the control board. And it lowered the minimum wage for everyone under 25 to $4.25 an hour. And so things that had been present already were deepened or made more visible.
I want to ask you about your role in Philadelphia as a poet laureate, a position which is not just honorary but a civic duty, and the poet laureate is expected to do things. So I want to ask you about how you hope to leverage that position.
I always make the joke that I'm a Capricorn and this is why I'm like this. Yeah, you know, Marxists hate astrology. It's like, I mean, with few exceptions, so many of them just really hate astrology. It's just like, I love dropping in some like astrological stuff in there.
Just yeah. A toy with Marx.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, it's like the wrong system, you know? It's like chaos, you know? So part of what I think of my position is that I try to keep a certain division between the work I do as a poet, as an individual, and the civic work that I do. I do like something my friend and poet Kerwin Sutherland said. He went to a reading where I was with two other readers. And after that reading, he said, you know, it was a beautiful reading in which each poet spoke from their place of difference. And I would like to think that the work I'm doing in Philadelphia is creating the space for each person to speak from their difference and for us hopefully to be able to hear those differences. Listening can be revolutionary, can be a radical act to be able to listen and hold that difference.
I'm speaking with Raquel Salas Rivera, the poet laureate of Philadelphia, and her new book is The Tertiary. And what's the Spanish language title?
Lo Terciario.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
Of course.
Raquel Salas Rivera spoke with WHYY's Peter Crimmins.